the question was asked, is a parent spiritually responsible for a child that is under bar mitzvah age? So we have a halacha leMoshe miSinai. We have a tradition dating back to Moshe at Sinai that a Jewish child becomes an adult at age 13. Technically, it's a matter of intellect. He has to understand what's going on. And we say after he reaches 13, if he brings two hairs of maturity, hairs where only mature people have hair, so then he's an adult. Now, this applies to most of halachos that apply to us. So let's say you want someone to read in the Torah, he has to be an adult. You want someone to be a chazan, he has to be an adult. You want someone to blow shofar for you, he has to be an adult. A kid wants to get married, he has to be an adult. So the biblical obligation to perform mitzvot for a Jewish child technically begins at age 13. Before age 13, the parent has a biblical responsibility to educate the child. To educate the child as to what their responsibilities are going to be. The parent has a biblical obligation of chinuch to teach the child, you should know, when you'll be bar mitzvah, this is what kosher food is. Kosher food he's got to keep from the time he's a minor. But in other areas, you should know, on Shabbos also he's got to keep as a minor. Two bad examples. So you tell him, you should know that when you'll be an adult, you'll put on tefillin. When you'll be an adult, you'll come here shofar on Rosh Hashanah. When you'll be an adult, you'll shake lulav and etrog. So the biblical obligation of chinuch for a child as a minor is to teach him what his obligations are going to be. Rabbinically, there is an obligation to have him practice. So that means that when a child is old enough, we buy him a practice set of lulav and etrog. We buy him a pair of tzitzis that he wears. The parent is responsible to have the kid practice in performance of mitzvot from the time he is a minor. That is rabbinic. So this is as far as the biblical and rabbinic obligations of education. Now, the child himself is also obligated to do mitzvot. Even though technically we say he's not obligated, right? But he is rabbinically obligated, as far as he understands, to perform mitzvot. It's not like, it's not my problem, guys. You guys got to get me to do it, and I'll do whatever I want. It doesn't work that way. Now, that's as far as the obligations go. It's brought in the Medrash that when a child becomes bar mitzvah, we make a blessing. Baruch shepitarani me'onsho shel ze. Blessed is the one that absolved me from this one's punishments. So who says that blessing? So common knowledge says the parent makes the blessing. I no longer have to worry about punishing him. Now he's his own man. I good riddance, right? You make a blessing. You go up and you say, thank God, he's already an adult. But there are really two opinions in halacha. One opinion says the parent says it. The other opinion says the child says it. That the child is saying, until now, if God wanted to punish the parent, I was an extension of the parent. And sometimes God says, if you get me upset, then the child is, so to speak, collateral. We have it in our parsha. God says, if a parent afflicts an orphan for no good reason, so then God says, I'll make your own children orphans. So you see, the children sometimes are an extension of the parents, and a punishment to a parent can affect the child. So when the child hits the age of maturation, when he reaches 13, according to one opinion in halacha, he makes the blessing. Baruch Sheptarani, thank God, I am now absolved from his punishments. I'm no longer an extension of him. So that's as far as the laws that we deal with down here. Now let's get a little bit more complicated. Right. Let's say a non-Jewish child walks into court, he's 11 and a half years old, and says, I want to become a Jew. So the court interviews him and sees he's brilliant. They ask him, do you know what Judaism is all about? Yeah, they interview him. He's got everything down pat. Says the Rambam, when it comes to non-Jewish children, we don't have this tradition that they only become an adult at age 13. So the second we understand that they have enough intellect and maturity, so they're an adult. So an 11-year-old child technically could walk into court and convince us that he wants to become a ger, and then he's an adult once we ascertain that he's intellectually fit, and then we'll take him and we'll do the whole ger process with him in the court, and then he becomes a Jew, and then he went from being an adult into a minor. How do you like that? Now that he's a Jew, in Judaism we say under 13 he's not an adult, right? But we see that this concept of 13, even though it's our tradition, it doesn't mean that a child before 13 is intellectually incapable. Quite the contrary. We see a child is capable. The Torah tells us that Yehuda had children who got married and sinned and were punished by the heavenly court. They died. Er and Onan, they both married Tamar. And they both used birth control, whatever birth control they used, different opinions in the Talmud. They just didn't want to have kids. They wanted to keep her beauty for themselves. And God was upset by that, and they both dropped dead. The only problem is that they were minors. The Talmud discusses, were they 7 years old or 9 years old? Little children. And yet, we find that they wed, and God held them accountable for what they did. So from here, the Tosfos derives that...
Held
the children are responsible. So from here, the Tosfos derives that when it comes to the heavenly court, when it comes to a question of Misa Bidei Shamayim, or how the heavenly court will judge a child, the heavenly court doesn't say, well, I have this tradition from Moshe from Sinai, until you're 13, you're a minor. The heavenly court says, how much intellect do you have? The heavenly court will gauge a child. And there the heavenly court will not necessarily say, he's a minor. They might say, he's smart. He's like a 20-year-old at 7 or 9. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Medrash Rabbah says that technically a person doesn't get the death penalty by the heavenly court till he's 20. You need a higher level of intelligence. It's not enough to be 13. A person has to be 20 years old in order to be punishable by death by the heavenly court. And nonetheless, these two children, who were either 9 or 7, they were punished by the heavenly court. That means that at such a young age, they had the intellect of a 20-year-old. So we see that it's not so simple. You can't just say, it's my parents' responsibility. On the one hand, the parent has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah of chinuch. The parent has a biblical mitzvah to get him accustomed with the concepts of what he will do when he is an adult. And he has a rabbinic mitzvah to actually have him practice it. That's the mitzvah of chinuch. On the other hand, we find that there is responsibility on the child himself. How much responsibility? Is it just rabbinic, as we discussed earlier, or is it what we're saying now, that the heavenly court knows how intellectually advanced he is, and they're going to hold him accountable? So that depends on the kid. I mean, most kids are not going to be held accountable by the heavenly court. Most kids at age 7 and 9 and even 13 don't have the intelligence of a 20-year-old. That's why the heavenly court doesn't give the death penalty until 20. But what will be in other regards, that's, that we leave to the heavenly court.